ABC Radio Australia.
Now, 10 strong team from the International Humanitarian Organisation, MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, operating in Kiribati, are working to help the local population cope with a worsening water crisis. Prolonged drought means rainwater is in short supply, and recent tests carried out on more than 300 wells on the outer island of Abayang produced some disturbing results. The water in most of the wells was unfit to drink and likely to cause illness and disease were it to be consumed untreated. Eliza Chang, who is in charge of MSF's medical activities in Kiribati, says they identified the presence of the bacteria group containing E. coli in more than 9 out of 10 of the wells that were tested.
95% of the well, they are contaminated with coliform. So it means that there is a higher risk of, you know, for the people that is taking the water to have health issues like diarrhea or any other forms of gestational diseases. And the salinity, the salt level in the well water is also higher than the threshold healthy people could consume.
And I gather that such is the poor state of the water, we're now seeing residents in Kiribati boiling water for one, to make it safer, but also having to add sugar to it even to make it palatable. This is grim, isn't it?
We have been encouraging the people, especially in Abayang, that they have to boil the water before consuming, because with coliform boiling the water, it will kill this bacteria. But boiling the water also at the same time is making the water that is already high in salt even more concentrated. The people have no other choice. Most of the time, they have to add in sugar into the water to make it easier to drink.
There must be, I would have thought, repercussions for public health, and you're finding that there are health impacts on adults and children alike.
That is why Doctors Without Borders here, we are also trying to work with the other organizations to look for alternatives like rainwater harvesting and sort of the desalination system, and also to work into protecting the well water to mitigate the risk of contamination.
So against that background, what are the health impacts that you're seeing?
In general, the people in Kiribati, they are having a higher prevalence of hypertension and also diabetes. If you want to compare with New Zealand and Australia, there's almost like a 3 to 4 times higher if we are talking about the age group 15 to 45 years old. Limited access to clean water is one of the contributors, but also the change in diet, because they are now depending heavily on rice, noodles, or those tin stuff, fast food, because of limited access to fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. We do a lot of health promotions. We are trying to tell them the importance of having a balanced diet, to take less salt, less sugar.
It's quite hard, though, isn't it, to persuade somebody that they should have less sugar in their diet if they're having to put it in the water to make the water drinkable.
We try to make everybody aware and understand about whatever they are trying to do now to like add in sugar into their water to make it more palatable is not solutions at all. But instead, they are actually putting themselves into a critical situation, because it's not going to solve anything, but instead it's a double burden to their health on top of the high salt. And now you're adding sugar, so you're going to have a high sugar problem.
Ultimately, though, do you think the people of Kiribati are fighting a losing battle in the face of climate change and rising sea levels and the threat to their country's very existence?
It's true that, you know, climate change is not getting away, but that is why everybody has to play a role in slowing it down. They do not have enough fresh water with this as a fact. They have limited access to fresh vegetables, to fresh crops. This is a fact. But that's why our team here believe it's important to let the people understand from the very start what could be done to mitigate all this.
And tell me, what is the impact on you personally, seeing what daily life is like for the people of Kiribati, but knowing that you're there to do your absolute best, but you're there for a limited time?
We will not see the result for my 6 months here, but definitely we need the team to carry on all these activities, all our services here, to make it more sustainable. Because actually our ultimate goal here is that we give the capacity building, we give the trainings to the local staff here, to the community, with the hope that they could take over, have the ownership on their own health.
And that's Eliza Chang, who will continue her assignment with Doctors Without Borders in Kiribati until the end of next month. And she was talking to Richard Hewitt on the line from Tarawa.